Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish Bam. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians, and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike.
Nah.
Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey. 137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Had to start off with that particular track. It was available on Who's the Beef? Where's the Beef? Part 2, which was put out from Swish Fam. It also came out on the Sheriff CD Volume 2, which came out a couple of years back. That was the Swish Fam remix of 137 Swish Fam remix done around the summer of 2013. I just want to say that I'm very thankful as we get straight into the show. We have so much to get into, and I'm looking at the 216-804-440479 of Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 36. That man, M-A-N, is an abbreviation, acronym, Music Activism News. For those online, you can use that number that you see, 646-478-0944, to come in live and direct. I'll give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk? That's all right. Stay silent. You don't have to hang up. You'll go back on hold. If you feel like you want to chime in later on and you haven't hit that one key, we'll get to you. If you decide, wait a minute, I spoke and I have something else to say, you can hang up, call back in, as long as we don't have people on the phone lines or we've gone through everybody. We'll get back to you just because you are that important. What I'm going to do is give you the top 10, from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number one, the debut, Return to Imperial Avenue. More on that later. Number two, also a debut, the Shaw High Reunion in Forest Hills Park. Regime Squad DJs on the Duck Pond. They were rocking old school to new school songs. The Voice of Radio Tent, that's kind of where I went. With the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show is on that station. As a matter of fact, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show airs on Thursdays at 3 p.m. on voiceofradio.com, Cleveland Standard Time. But I was at the Voice of Radio Tent because they had barbecue, smoothies, pop, water. Some other people who were also there was GMS, Donna Corey for Judge, a.k.a. Run DMC, Silver B, oh, you know the rest. And I got a chance to also dance. I enjoyed myself. Number three, the biggest jump came to HJS Music. They had free sounds and fed the community at Superfly Barbershop. It was a Black Man's Army event, free barbecue. Black House Sound shot the new video for APJR, a.k.a. Kilroy, called Walk Like a Man. That'll be out shortly. It was good to see people like Blue Swag, Mama Porter, Sister Sheila, and a few more, as we also previewed CCR 2. Number four, debut, Speak Up Poetry and Open Mic at Cleveland State University last Friday, where Mr. Savage, Silver B, oh, you know the rest, myself and Rev paid tribute to Dr. Williams, who passed as 14-year head of the Black Studies Department. Dr. Donna White, interim Black Studies replacement, was there. Anita R. Tobin of the Hip Hop Congress was there. And Link with Al Porter, Man in the Streets, more later. Free food, all that kind of stuff. Also, I want to put out there that number five, new entry, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop this Saturday, more later. Number six, this Saturday, 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., Entertainment, Entertainers and Entertainment for Felons, the Voting Rights. Definitely more on that in just a little while. Number seven, Black House Sound CCR 2, Thank You Jesus on YouTube, and 072616 CCR. Also on YouTube, Black Odyssey at number eight. Thousands of YouTube views, video shoots. Throw in some events that's upcoming. Number nine, Suave Gotti, Suave Report EP. And number 10, Labor Day Parade that happened with Hillary Rodham Clinton making her way down for that. You know, I'm going to start going to the phone lines and all of that, but before I do, I'll put out there that we do have our Black Man Army meeting, 6 p.m. on Wednesdays, Cleveland Standard Time, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 7:15 p.m. on 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue 44112. And I'll also throw out there real quick that the Art McCoy Radio Show airs Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com, WERE 1490 a.m. And now I can move to the first phone caller at 216-804, 216-804. How are you doing today? 216-804, going twice. And that's why I like being able to do what I do, because at least if somebody just wants to listen, it's very good that nobody felt disrespected or anything up here, because, hey, if you can't speak, You don't have to. You can just hold the line and everything will be all right and copacetic. As a matter of fact, wow, I'm looking at long-distance phone numbers and all kind of things like that. So I promise I'll get to everybody very shortly. I'm going to take the time to just let people know real quick. I'm going to say thank you because I would like to thank Edge Hill Community Church, who 3 weeks ago had their cookout and invited out Man in the Streets, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, DJ Dollar Rock and his family, and more, including Queen D from Twinsburg. It was nice to have her there. And they had barbecue, and fish was thrown on the grill, all that kind of stuff. Build your own ice cream sundae. Excellent church home at St. Albans, which is at Euclid Heights Boulevard. But they were located at the East 222nd Metro Park for that. And I would also like to thank Vanessa's Fashions, who invited Man in the Streets out to her family's birthday party at the Master Plan this past Friday evening. Her people laid the chicken, spaghetti, meatballs, all of that out. Sometimes it's good to be in media. And before I go and take the 216703 and the area code 702609, I'll be going to the 440 number first. I just want to go out there and if you'll give me about 3 minutes, that's all I need for this one, is I'll pull out the 18-foot step ladder for my soapbox. I promise it won't be that long because, you see, this one is real close to my heart because almost 7 years ago, I remember going to Imperial Avenue alongside Oppressed People's Nation, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Inner City Republican Movement with Donald Walker Brown because of Anthony Sowell being caught and us being on the front lines comforting family members as body after 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 body was pulled out dead. 11 bodies, a.k.a. 11 women. 11 women pulled out. Now, Kathy Coleman started her own activist organization called the Imperial Women, so we would never forget. Now, there's a reason that I'm throwing her name in this, because last July 18th, that's why I say if you ever want to cross-reference anything, you might want to pull out something to write these things down, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Kathy Ray Coleman wrote on Pastor Jimmy Gates resigning from the panel to choose Cleveland Police Commission members when his criminal past was exposed, saying the Imperial Women Coalition supported this because in 2014, Pastor Gates harassed them and dared them to rally during the annual anniversary now of Imperial Avenue. Now, an ally to Mayor Jackson, Pastor Gates' name was chosen over, 100 submissions, although in 2007, the Zion Hill Missionary Baptist preacher was guilty in splitting $40,000 in water department bribes where he was assistant director. Now, follow me, because in 2012, Gates was convicted of his role in a $5.1 million mortgage fraud scheme that went from 2004 to 2006. Now, you're probably wondering, what does that have to do with Imperial Avenue? Well, the Imperial Avenue women last year picketed Gates and Reverend Eugene Ward. And now, Reverend Eugene Ward had pleaded guilty to choking and assaulting one of his ex-wives. And both of those men were picketed by the Imperial Women Coalition for being a fraud because they were in charge of money that was to be used as a $250,000 memorial by last April, but couldn't find the money. It's mighty interesting that Seymour Avenue found their money for the two white girls and a Latino lady, but I digress. Last Tuesday, press conference held. Brown Report newspaper, Melanated Media News, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, survivors, victim of tragedy, at a press conference where family members of Imperial Avenue murder victims. I especially love hearing elder statesmen for the families, Mrs. Bray. She spoke and asked if the city gave $12,500, then why is there $3,637 left? Now, the Buckeye Development Corporation handled that part of it. So it looks like you have thieving pastors and a thieving corporation. Now, last Saturday, The Brown Report newspaper, Melanated Media News, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, D.C. Marburg, and others, including landscapers, Lady Gilmore, did what the city hadn't done in almost 7 years. In less than 4 hours, we planted a tree of life, flowers, lights. We cut two large lots. We cut the lawns down on both sides, cleared debris, put a sign up. Councilman Mike Dudley of Garfield Heights and his sons helped out. But where the hell was Ward Councilman Kevin Johnson from Cleveland? It's his ward. Anyway, Ward 4. Lesson, you don't have to wait for government and city officials to help you do what's right. Just do it. You and a few people. And now we will maintain it. That's what we'll be doing. We'll be maintaining everything. Just take responsibility. You know, it will be interesting to see what the Brown Report puts out in their report. You know, I might have to give out some awards. Maybe Reverend Ward, Pastor Gates, the Buckeye Development Corporation. Maybe they'll all tie for the Nigga of the Year 2016 award, a replica statue of a trash can. I'm going to get off the soapbox. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to check out the 440-440-479. How you doing out there?
Ow, ow, ow. Brother Al, you said the N award.
Yes, indeed. I'm trying to get this one to look right, and I have a little statue of a trash can.
All right. Let's be serious. Since we went out there and cleaned up four lots, you said two large lots. Well, actually, it's four lots that we cleaned up. Totally, they look nice. I've been out there every single day picking up trash. And let me just say this first before we go into details about what's next. We cleaned that yard up in 3.5 hours. And it is my hope and my prayer that you, anybody who's listening, please be cognizant of that area. We have to respect that area. There are trash barrels all around Imperial and 123rd. Rather than throw the trash in the middle of the street or on the grave sites or in those lots that we clean, please wait till you get home and dump the trash out of your car. Let's just show some respect. The reason why people laugh at the Black community is because, and I'm going to go here, is because we don't appreciate the things that we have. And when we do take the initiative to do something, it is us, and I'm saying us, who will go out there and mess it up. And that is an insult within an insult. So if we want people to help us, we damn sure better help ourselves. Now, I'm really upset about that. 2 days I've gone out there, had to put my gloves on. I go out there to water the tree and the flowers. I lay down some new mulch. And every single day, I'm finding trash bags, food, chicken bones, all in the areas that we clean, number one. But the follow-up is simply this, is that there's a foul smell of pollutant in the air. That's an environmental hazard issue. So what we did tonight, and I'm quite sure you got a copy of the press release that was sent out. We sent out a press release to Mayor Jackson, Blaine Griffin, Ken Johnson, and Merle Gordon. Merle Gordon is the commissioner of the Minority Health Department for the city of Cleveland. And we are asking for immediate action to go in and investigate what is this stench that's still coming from behind the building of Ray's Sausage. I pray to God that it's not a human life. I pray to God. But there's something going on in the air. And even so, if it's not what I hope it's not, there's some type of pollutant that has a dire effect on the residents, the seniors, the young people, the family members. And if we're going to care about our city, it's more than just cleaning up the field out. It's about making sure area is where somebody can live, grow, play, and raise a family. And right now, that whole area needs to be contaminated. And that is our next move. I know Brother Art McCoy, you stated that they're going to send the city of Cleveland an invoice. We need to do that as well. We need to send them an invoice for $1,230. Make sure they pay us, and then we'll take that money and donate it back to the families. The other thing is, and I'm going to get off my soapbox, I still would like to know, where is the money? Because people are saying all types of things. You know, they're saying there is
right.
money, there's not money, there's not an accountability for the money, nobody is keeping records. And you mean to tell me after 7 whole years and having a committee that not
Wow, that is deep. As a matter of fact, as we wait for that call to come back through, because that's a very important phone call right there, what I am going to do is say that I appreciate everybody who's calling in, and I'm going to just take a little bit of time to let people know, since I can, that since I already told you about a couple of shows earlier, I will let you know that you can reach Black on Black Crime Incorporated at blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. I also want to throw out there just Kicking It with Kim, Monday, 6 p.m., and that is definitely Cleveland Standard Time on myloudradio.com. And as a matter of fact, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Since I love the fact that we have some of the ones that we have on, nobody going to stop this conversation. As we go right back to the 440-479. Hi, okay, go right ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but we just have to make sure that that entire area is taken care of. I mean, we toured that area, and it is horrendous. And you would think that Mayor Jackson would have put responsible people in positions to make sure that memorial was built. And I would go with Ms. Graves as she said this. Ms. Graves, I appreciate this. She says that she's not looking for a memorial that costs $200,000. She said that's what they want. You know, that's what they want. They need to get out the way. That's what they want. Figure out what the family want. But first of all, here's the thing. You got to get the family at the table. Because the committee members that Jimmy Gates sent me, Jimmy Gates, I'm not going to say pastor, that Jimmy Gates sent me, I didn't see not one family member on that list. So Ms. Braves was absolutely emphatically correct. They have eluded them from coming to the table to take part on a memorial for their loved ones, and that is totally disrespectful. So we're not done. We're just in the beginning of this. So here again, Al, we still got a whole lot of work to do, a lot of work to do on this issue. And I figure this way. Collectively, we got the field done. Everybody's paying attention to this now. We cannot drop the ball, and we need to make this a priority to get this done before we can move on to another project. But that's what I wanted to say, Brother Al, and tell Mom I said hello.
I will do that, and thank you.
All right, and I'm listening.
No problem. I'm glad you are, because we never know what we might get into. Before I go to that 216-703 and then the area code of 702-609, and then I'm looking at all those ones. So my thing is, I'm just enjoying myself, and before I jump off in that 216-703, I want to take the time and let people know that this Saturday, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 172. That'll be September the 10th, 1:45 p.m. to 6:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Cleveland State University, 1899 Main Classroom Building, large room number 136, East 22nd Street. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue. Radio edits if you wish to perform, poetry, sing, gospel, dance, musician. DJ Dollar Rock will mix it live. We have Mr. Milligrand's Hip Hop Workshop Power Cipher, Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News, special guest Anita R. Tobin of the Hip Hop Congress. I expect to do a lot of work to be on panel during the What the Bleep Happened to Hip Hop conference is coming up. And don't be surprised if you don't hear a few things from Black House Sounds at that major conference that will be representing Ohio in October. More from that as we get closer to it. You'll also have EP and Most Electrifying, the CEO and the president of VoiceItRadio.com, Donna White, PhD, the interim in Dr. Williams' place as head of the Black Studies Department. Rest in peace, Doc Williams. She said she would like to show up, so definitely I'm looking for the full house this coming week. And at least she will, as an interim, know exactly what it is that we do. Then after the workshop, 8 p.m., to 8 a.m. in the morning. The Inner City Republican Movement and Donald Walker Brown, along with Man in the Streets, will do a 12-hour sleepover on East 105 in St. Clair as we sign up and register felons to vote. See, hip-hop artists are invited to attend. You know, Ohio says once released, felons can definitely vote, but nobody tells them. And we plan to do that and go out to different places and let them know so their voices can be heard as well. That way, we're also looking to make sure the felons also have jobs. And for them not to know, well, that changes this coming Saturday. So with that being said, I'm going to look and see what's happening with 216703, 216703. How you doing out there?
I'm happy I'm in the building, as they say. I just want to just show love to the radio, you know, you all the time when it comes to the sheriff, the man out in the street, everywhere. It's like they got duplicates of you just all around Cleveland. But nevertheless, I just want to also pay homage to Art McCoy, Superfly Barbershop. I didn't know them brothers was that professional. People really need to go support some of them barbers up there. And we cannot forget about the female that was in the window doing nails. I think that
okay.
I think it's very creative to be in East Cleveland where people say East Cleveland is a horrible neighborhood. Well, I don't think that was horrible. I think it was great. Then brother HJS the DJ, every time that brother DJ, I always get this musical feeling off his production. I just think that guy is a heavyweight. So I got to show love to him. And on top of that, I want to just, you know, show love to Mother Porter and the lady that was with her. I don't know her name. Do you know her name?
Oh, okay. Sister Sheila. Yep. We had Sheila in the house.
All right. Sister Sheila. And, you know, Sister Niger was there that do a lot of music with Black House Sound, do a lot of
things.
Matter of fact, one of the only singers that just hang in there with us males to keep this music going. But I also just want to say CCR2 is coming, guys. I know y'all been hearing that for a month and a half. But if I just put out halfway music, people will be like, dang, I know them brothers. It's better than that. So, you know, it's the CD will be coming out soon. I'm not going to throw no date out there because we want it right. We local artists, and we want it right. We don't have a big production like P. Diddy and all them other people. We don't have it like that. We can't just hit up an engineer and a producer and so on. It's just not like that. We have to do all the work. And so Endo Dubsack is helping me out. Brother Milligram is working hard. The sheriff is working hard. The videos is up on YouTube. To take a shortcut, you can always type in Joseph Motley Jr. When it comes to the YouTube, and all type of sorts of videos come up, even videos when we was back into that club scene world when we was making them other type of raps. But the Cleveland Conscious Rap came because of the sheriff. It's like, you know, to work with the sheriff, you got to step your game up. You come halfway stepping, everybody's going to know. So we had to get it together. We had to revive ourselves as brothers. We've been doing that. And like I say, it's a lot of entities that is on CCR2, like Brother Bang, you know, and we can never forget about Swab Gotti, one of the rawest rappers in Cleveland. So once again, I just want to pay homage to Superfly Barbershop, Art McCoy, doing the thing. I also want to pay homage to every barber and the young lady that was in there doing nails, because if we don't start using our talents and resources, then won't nobody know that these people have talents and gifts. So it's very important to support. And the lady that just spoke before I got on the phone, I support that. And we do need to keep that area clean, but we need to keep all the neighborhoods clean and start picking up behind ourselves, because if we don't clean up our environment, they'll just let it sit and spill. That's all I got to say. Black House Sound, Cleveland Conscious Rap, Joseph Motley Jr., I'm out.
Thank you so much, family. As a matter of fact, I can always say I appreciate definitely when I hear strong messages. And before I go to the, 702 area code 609, and I see a couple of other numbers that I have to go through, like all those ones, and then a 216-209. So I'm just going to get on that 8-foot step ladder real quick for the soapbox. Won't take more than 2 minutes. As I say, tomorrow at noon, Justice Center, Lakeside Steps will be a rally for Kathy Rae Coleman, political prisoner arrested at the RNC first day. You know, Tim McGinty did issue a warrant for arrest a year after an alleged incident took place. But after Kathy Coleman, it happened after she, as a journalist and an activist, supported his rival, Mike O'Malley, for prosecutor. And we all know O'Malley won. And once she was locked up, they tore a house down, which was supposed to be an alleged crime scene. And as Kathy pointed out, hell, even Officer Brillo, he didn't wear a monitor. After he fired, fired off 49 shots of 137 bullets to kill Tim and Melissa, lived in another township, and beat up his brother in a drunken brawl. So why is a nonviolent person like Kathy Coleman expected to wear a monitor as if she's done domestic violence or somebody was afraid she was coming to get him once she was released? And also we'll deal with the man who also, you know, whether you like it or not, yes, he burnt the American flag. At the same time, during the RNC, people don't realize the Supreme Court upheld the same man's rights. But Cleveland ignored those rights, arrested him for flag burning during the RNC, which is costing us unnecessary tax money and court money because they've already delayed his trial a couple of times. So that's all taking place tomorrow noon, Lakeside Steps of the Justice Center. I also want to definitely take the time and just let people know, should they choose, you can Facebook or Blog Talk Bored and Restless Club or D Gambit Radio or I Am a Superwoman Radio or the I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. Either or, definitely you'll be running into some interesting knowledge right there. As a matter of fact, speaking of running into interesting knowledge and all of that, when somebody calls from a 702 area code 609, guess I should shut up and take the phone call. So with that being said, how you doing out there, 702-609?
Hey, Brother Sheriff. You know, this is Brother Hall calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Long time no hear. How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing well. What about you?
Oh, me, I'm cool. My schedule actually allowed me to have Labor Day off. It's probably the first holiday I've had off since working for this company. But, hey, I ain't always look gifts horse in the mouth, man. So what I did is I went ahead and took the opportunity to call you, listen in, and see what was going on our side of the woods, you know.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind, sir?
Not a whole lot, man. Listen, I just wanted to go ahead and call in and, just take the opportunity to listen in to see what was going on since it's been a while since I've been both on Facebook or on your Blog Talk Radio program. I just decided to call in and listen in to see what was up.
Hey, I appreciate that, and may you definitely enjoy some of the things that we get into, brother.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. You know, and I want to say before I get into anything else, and it'll only take me about 20 seconds or less before I go into the next story and deal with the next couple of phone calls, that I appreciate people who take the time to listen because I honestly believe that I'm around some strong individuals. And people who are busy and doing things, they don't have time for mess or to just listen to something trivial most times. So when you take the time to listen to the program, trust me, I appreciate it. In the creator's name, I definitely appreciate it. Because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Deborah Pearl, lady from Twinsburg, driving through Solon, 53 years old, she was the unfortunate victim because the driver by the name of Matthew Ryan Deisha, 29, he ran a red light intersection of Solon and Richmond Road. He hit Deborah's car. His flipped over a few times. Yeah, he was definitely speeding, but Matt Ryan, Deisha, climbs out of his overturned truck with a rifle and shoots Deborah multiple times, killing her. According to court records, Deisha, whatever, nutcase, but I don't want to just say that because when you come from the service, you do have problems, but I get into that in just a moment. Now, he's of North Ridgeville, but he was found guilty in the past of speeding, not once, but twice. Also, having an unsafe vehicle, definitely, once for failure to control, and in May, he was arrested for carrying concealed weapons and drug paraphernalia. Bonita Ashford, who helped raise Deborah, she came to the Art McCoy radio show about a couple of Sundays ago, and as she was joined by Black Man Armies, HJS, Brother Ted, Man in the Streets, Melanated Media News on YouTube, Shanice Dunning from 19 Action News was there, and Bonita Ashford called this a hate crime. We didn't even know what color the gentleman was, person, idiot. But, you know, had he been black, it was still a damn hate crime because it's still wrong. You jump out of a car shooting mad, even if it took you back, you were still wrong. Hate, definitely a hate crime. And I think about things I've done in life as an idiot, and people would say, yep, I basically was in that type of stage doing hate crimes, calling people out of their name. I was a person who attacked with my fist first, arguing, you know, even argued with former girlfriends, overly hostile. You know, my thing is, I can understand and overstand coming from the service and being in a place where you're still fighting wars. You know, I was definitely coming up, I wasn't in a war like that overseas, but I was in a gang coming up, and that violence still messes with me. But I'm not going to take that and say that's where all ended for me on East 142nd and Harvard. Because the next thing somebody can ask is, so what? What help are you going to get now? You have everything from the Adams Board. You have everything from 211 that you can call for help. You have drug chemical dependency. You have some things. Yes, a lot of the veterans didn't get the help that they should have, but they do have a lot of centers for veterans to go and get the help that's necessary. So my thing is, like I said a few weeks ago, when do you start looking in the mirror and saying, wait a minute, I've got to get myself the help that's needed. I have to get up and quit saying there's no hope for me. When the hell does that happen? What happens to personal responsibility? That's what I'm looking at. So for me, I can feel that he came home, he lost people in the war, but why didn't it click with him when he went through and got what little help here and there that maybe I don't need to pick up drugs and alcohol and it's making things worse? And that's why for this particular hate crime, I don't really have too much holler for him right now. I don't have all that extra sympathy that I could or should have, because we've all had to drag ourselves up from certain things that we deal with. It's a part of life that we all have to grow up with. I'm just saying, I'm going to get off this little thing and go to all these ones. It's nothing but a bunch of ones all across the screen. How are you doing out there?
Good. How are you doing, Al? This is Naja.
Wow. Queen Naja, Black House Sounds. What's on your mind this evening?
Well, I just want to say thank you for showing me love at the community event this past Saturday. And also want to put a little shout out there because Art, he showed me some extra love, and I appreciate that. And the DJ showing love as well, letting me be on the mic as well and say a few words to the community, you know. So that was just, I was feeling it. It was a nice little vibe there. And I appreciate, you know, being there and being around everyone that was all there, and I'm glad you all had that event, and I'm glad I was able to make it. I wanted to say that first. Yeah.
You know something? I can't let you off the hook just that easy, and the reason I say that is because I would love to, but I have to ask you when it comes down to it. I remember first meeting you during the East Cleveland Love Fest hip-hop workshop time, when around the 2004 era of the workshop, we were at the neighborhood ping pong and chess house. You playing the keyboard and everything like that. How have you been able to maintain such a professional sound still and still grow? Because you don't sound like you were left way back when. You have such a modern sound now that I would just like for you to at least share that, because a lot of people, they can't transcend.
I guess being a lover of the music, you know, I grew up as a young girl in the church, and I got my first start there with family encouraging me. It was a family church encouraging me to sing. I remember the song was Encourage My Soul. And so from there, just joining the, Gospel Music Workshop of America? And then from there, just being around various artists that were professionals, going in and meeting them in their garages in my neighborhood, and they would be at their rehearsals and things like that. And then I got the opportunity, once I joined this organization, with helping artists in the community build up their businesses. And then I met up with an entertainment attorney, and then this lady that was part of the, like an A&R kind of person. So then from there, I just kind of just stayed in the music, because I always was rehearsing and singing songs and in various shows. So I've always had it in me, in my heart and soul. And I remember as a young girl being, you know, inspired with lyrics, you know, in my dreams, waking up, I had to write them out, you know.
Okay.
So I knew early on something special was there. So, you know, just trying to perfect the voice. And then as I went through trials and tribulations, I had a lot of songs before I transcended from the West Coast. But when I got, you know, I went on the road traveling around, and my style changed. I went through a couple different little ordeals, but my style changed. I think I had a birthday one time, and I was visiting with my father, and I got on the, like, baby grand piano, and it was a birthday gift to myself. It's a song called Dear Naja. I'll eventually put that out. It's a very long song, but I've always had music and songs from the soul, you know, things that I felt and was inspired to, you know, experience and just come to me. So I just always have had a love for music. I got a lot of deep emotional songs, kind of strayed away from it because a lot of them were kind of sad. But eventually I think I'm going to put them out just so people can just get a taste that I'm not just, you know, a person that's here temporary. I'm here for the long haul. And as older as I get, you know, you can be 100 years old and still be in the music, especially if that's your love. And so, at the workshop, I did a lot of heartfelt songs. Some I got to find because I really like a couple of them I did there. But eventually I'm going to put all this stuff out. I just got a lot of work ahead of me. But music has always been in my soul. And so it's a part of me. And I just keep it moving.
Thank you so much. A lot of us needed to hear that, include myself.
Okay.
And we appreciate you for still setting that example and being out there.
Thank you so much, Al.
No problem. And if you hold a line, I'm going to do my best to get into something that you might like.
Okay.
All right. As a matter of fact, I do want to take the time before I go to the 216-209. And then, 216-406. I just want to let people know, should you choose shoutcast.com, you can type in Hood Tunes Radio. That's 24 hours a day. That's our playlist and a few other surprises, and that's shoutcast.com. I want to thank Emax the Image for setting that up. Also, I'll throw out the shout-out to whohasthepower.com. as I move along, the 216-209, that's 216-209. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Man, what's happening with you, fam?
Oh, man, I got a couple pointers I want to point on because we are in a time that I see a lot of things is trying to repeat, but we got the power to change it.
Okay.
And before I get there, I want to do a shout-out. Shout-out to Brother Hawk, Black House Sounds, Black on Black Crime, everybody that's affiliated with us, first and foremost. And I want to bring something up because, see, when Carl Stokes was mayor at one point, and after Dr. King had got assassinated, Cleveland did not riot. It was the eighth largest city in America, and we did not riot. We did not riot into the Huff riots. And the reason why we did not riot is because the community leaders had a stronghold in this city. We had more of a say-so in our own communities than the police do. And I'm not saying that the police didn't have any authority. It's just that when you hear and you go around and you learn how the community players played a big difference in our communities, we didn't really need no police at the time to stray us away. We didn't, you know, we didn't really have to go to violence right away. And even when the Huff riots came about, the mayor at the time said that he was not going to use the police as a military stance or use them as, in a sense, that people would look at them as the military. He turned to the community leaders to defuse
right.
a lot of riots and a lot of things that's going on. And I said that to say this. The reason why a lot of things in a lot of other cities take place and explode is because we don't collectivize and come together. And that togetherness brings a even bigger thinking tank for the next generation up underneath us. And when you are in the military, they tell you you fight for peace, but really you're really fighting for your life and to get back home. But when you come back from the military, you got to fight for peace and keep peace.
Amen.
So I pray for a lot of people that's out here that's stuck and trying to really get themselves together and get their act together that's leaving the military. God bless you. I'm hopeful and I'm happy that people are turning themselves around.
Mm.
And I had to address this because I come from a family where every other person was in the military. If it wasn't one uncle, it was the next uncle. If it wasn't both of my grandfathers on each side of the family was in the military. So getting up every morning, straightening your bed, and eating your breakfast was a part of our daily routine. So I have to say that because sometimes people leave the military and go to the police because that's the next form of engaging in battle. And if we don't come together and realize that what is going on with our people in the military, just as a common sense factor, like, hey, we need to evaluate the situation here. Why are these people taking military actions? Because they're bringing them from the military. We can't just keep saying, the police is a problem when no normal person is stepping up to defuse this problem. And I want to go into this very last point I'm going to make about Colin Kaepernick. A lot more people
yes.
should sit down. A lot more. He should have a team involvement. And for the San Francisco police to say that they would not police the games, that's just like what they did here. Dereliction of duty. Am I right, Al? Is that what it's called?
That's what it is.
So I rest my case on that point. You guys keep praying and be positive at all times. And I challenge everybody to tell a child that they can be positive in anything they want to be in this world.
Man, I'll take you up on that challenge, and I appreciate it.
That is no problem, Al. And I'm going to go ahead and put this contact information out there for all the people that don't know. You can start by Googling DLAQ. Odessy. That's Black Odyssey for all those who don't know. You can find that Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Google Plus, and any other networking site that's out there. Look for us, check for us. That's Black Odyssey.
Thanks a lot, brother. You really brought a whole lot of things home this evening.
No problem, no problem. That's what we're here to do. We're here to look out for each other and raise each other up, not put us down.
That's right. Definitely hold the line. I'll be back in just a little while, and I think you'll like some of the other things we get into.
I sure will.
No problem. And before I go to 216-406, who's held on real calmly, which I can appreciate, I just want to let people know that if you choose, you do have Tomahawk Radio. That's like Monday, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And while I'm talking about certain things, Saturdays, midnight, 216 Radio, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM, WCSB.org. And you know something? I think I can wait on what I was going to say, because I'm very interested in seeing what 216-406 wants to add to this conversation or these conversations. How you doing out there?
First of all, I'd like to know how you knew I was waiting patiently. I'm sitting there biting my fingernails off. When is he cutting off?
Hey, one can only put that positive vibe out there, because it could have been like you could have been sitting out there saying, "When is he?" You know, I don't even know. You could have been sitting back saying, "When is he going to shut up and put me on the phone line?" But great expectations.
You know, that's not me. That's not me. That's not me. I just appreciate being here, you know. Thank
right.
you, thank you, thank you for taking me off of mute.
I hear you.
That's a blessing. How are you tonight, Brother Al?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It was a good day today. I'm going to say it was a good day, even though all of it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be or planned for it to be, but God's plans are bigger than mine, and he knows what he's doing, so I have to just and believe
right.
and trust that he's doing what's best for everybody. But it started off, oh, wonderfully, wonderfully, 7:30. I was on 147th and Kinsman, and you know why. You
yes,
know
I
why.
Do.
You know why. It was the 11th Congressional District Caucus picnic, annual Memorial Day picnic. Oh, it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. This was the first year I was actually, you know, in the parade, even though I didn't walk. I rode. But I was
oh,
there.
Smart move.
Okay. I ain't crazy. Okay. from 147 to Luke Easter Park. Oh, no,
yeah.
No, no. They would have had to been picking me up off the ground. Wow. But I was really excited. Everything seemed to be pretty much organized real well. Lots and lots of participation, loads and loads of participation. Saw a lot of old friends, some regular everyday friends. Oh, my. What made my day when I see Lady Gilmore and when I see Judge Capers? 103. That lady is 103 years old and
yes.
still participating in everything. You know, I mean, it just warms my heart to see her every time I can lay eyes on her, still doing so many positive things in this community. But the sad part about it is people, a lot of people don't even know her or know about her.
That is
you
so
know,
true.
They just don't. because I was like, you know, with our group today, they was like, oh, look at the little old lady. You know, I said, don't be ashamed of little old lady. Okay, that is not no little old lady. You say that to her face and see what happens. I said,
right.
That is the Judge Muriel Capers, 103
right.
years old. And do you see where she's at? She's out here. She ain't walking either, praise God. But she's going to be, she's in this parade. So,
yes,
you know, people, we, I don't, it sound like I gave myself another assignment to get the word out about this awesome, awesome lady. Because she is just,
please do.
She's beautiful. She's beautiful. So I got to do some more research. But I'm, you know, kind of close with her, one of her granddaughters, Tamika. So we need to do something for her. You know, we really need to do something to, you know, honor her in a big way. I think y'all did down at the station last year.
Yes, we did.
You know, do something.
And one thing, you're right, you never stop that type of honor. So,
yeah.
There we go.
No, as long as she's still breathing. Wow,
mm-hmm.
we need to take advantage because she's still as sharp as a tack. That's
yes,
the thing. She is still as sharp as a tack. That mind ain't gone at all.
No,
so,
not at all.
So that it was good to see her. It was good to be in a parade. But I just like to tell some of my brothers and sisters, you know, when it's a public event, they're senior citizens. There's children everywhere. Two things I need to say. One, hold your children's hands. 2 and 3 year olds, they are quick. They are
mm-hmm.
quick. And a lot of them, I saw too many of them darting out towards the streets. You know?
Yes.
Hold your baby's hands. Hold them in your arms if you have, but protect these babies. You know, it's too much other stuff going around. Be a responsible parent and hold your baby's hand so accidents don't happen. And the second thing is, again, there's seniors, there's babies. You don't need to be on a parade route smoking weed. Wait till you go back home if that's what you have to do.
Right.
You know, I mean, I was getting the contact.
Right.
You
I
know,
got you.
That's just uncalled for. It's disrespectful, and it just didn't look good. It didn't look good at all. It didn't look good at all. But
I'm so glad you shared that.
Yeah, they, you know, they need, somebody need to, you know, tell them because it just didn't look good at all, especially with the baby sitting there and the elders. You know, they don't need to inhale that stuff. So, off of my soapbox. Okay, but after that, the parade went really, really, see, you rubbing off on me. I've been on what, 2 soapboxes already tonight. But
you'd have had a field day. I'm glad you did, though.
Okay, I'm so grateful for the first part of the day because it kind of prepared me for the second part of my day, which, like I said, wasn't really, really good. But, yeah, the parade, you know, I didn't get to get close and personal with Hillary Clinton, but that was okay. That was okay. I want to give it up to the Cleveland police.
Okay.
They were polite. You know, they were on horses, they were on foot, they were, you know, when you spoke to them, black or white, you know, they spoke back. And I think it's the attitude that so many people have, because as we were riding, you know, riding the route, me and Cassandra McDonald's sister, Carol, we were constantly telling every police we would see, we would tell, be safe, we're praying for you. Be safe, we're praying for you. And once we got to the end of the
you think
they
can get away with it? Man, the season's got...
Keep talking.
Okay. by the time we got to the end of the route, you know, attitudes were really, really good. Really, really good. Security was tight, and it was really good. It was really good, except for one thing. They were taking names and numbers, and it was some confusion as to why and where people's names and addresses and numbers were going to, Brother Al.
Yeah, I know I would have been concerned.
Yeah, I told him I don't have to give you my name and number since you don't know where it's going. You know, it could be going anywhere, and it was on a duplicate piece of paper. So one part can go one place and another can go another place. I couldn't do that. So one person said that it was going to the Secret Service, but you still got all these names and numbers on your clipboard. Secret Service is at the gate. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So how is it going to them? It's not. Then somebody else
Thank
said,
you
well,
for
it's
telling
going
people.
To the Democratic committee. I'm like, what they need to know for? Everybody out here is not a Democrat.
Right.
So I'm not giving you my information. Period. Point blank.
And I'm glad you shared that
one
because
of them,
you don't have this shared, so thank you for sharing that.
Because that seemed kind of wishy-washy. No, it seemed a lot wishy-washy. If they maybe if everybody came up with the same line, the same story, it might have sounded believable. But I got two or three different versions of why they're telling people you have to sign in, you have to sign in. No, I don't. I don't have to do nothing. And I didn't.
Now, that's a superwoman right there.
And I didn't even have my ass on my chest. I surely did not. But, yeah, that was real. That didn't sit well with me at all. Nope.
So
that was my day. That was my day. Saw Art McCoy. That made my day also. So that was real good. That was real good.
Yeah, I appreciate that, brother. Today he gave me some time off, and I could appreciate that very much.
Ooh, and, I know you did.
Yeah, because usually I'm that one who walked the whole parade route. So with that being said, how can we follow your movement?
I Am a Superwoman Radio, www.IamASuperwoman2@gmail.com. Hit me up on my show Friday and Sunday nights at 9 o'clock at 845-277-9243. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, some other places I don't even remember, Pinterest. I'm just say either Superwoman or Tina Hobson, you'll find me. I'm on all social media outlets, and I am grateful today to have been taken off of mute and got a chance to talk with you.
Hey, likewise, and may you have a very enjoyable week.
I plan on it. That's my plan.
I hear that. And thanks again.
Thank you, Brother Al. Have a good night.
You too. Peace. And
okay.
You know, as I enjoy myself, hey, you all have been told about the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop and all of that. And, you know, what was going to play underneath was going to be Black People from Queen Nana, but I will save that. Next week, I need to get into one of our region's own, a pioneer of gangster rap, although people might not think it. But where would Easy and NWA have been without Jerry Heller, who passed at the age of 75? RIP, rest in peace. So I'll deal with that next week. Probably talk about how Mayor Frank Jackson and the RTA are definitely throwing some punches at each other, and why the quarterback, that's no controversy to me, Kaepernick, I give him the utmost definite credit for him standing up by kneeling down or sitting down during the national anthem, because that's not the easiest thing to do. So with that being said, since I've gone over my limit and over my time, like I say, we have activities from the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop this Saturday. We have a vice president, well, not a vice president, we have a company president as well as the CEO, both of those gentlemen from voiceitradio.com. We have the Hip Hop Congress coming through, and probably a couple of other surprises that you just won't expect. So with that being said, I just want to say once again, I thank you for spending the holiday evening with myself and enjoying you. Hey, I just enjoyed your company and your conversation. And with that being said, definitely let's keep backing each other up. If we can do it on a Monday evening, then I know we could do that for the rest of the evenings and the days as well. Thank you. Be blessed. Peace.